pesticides, so we're protecting our fruits with...
Meet Ramzi Grossin, one of the owners of Messiah, a small winery in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Grossin and other winemakers in Lebanon say exporting their product also means exporting their culture.
You know, wine is not about just a product. It's about the people behind the wine that makes a difference. That's what makes a difference. First of all, my brother and I are from the war generation. The war, I mean the 75-92 period. So we were small at the beginning of the war, and we, like many others, we went abroad to learn, to study, and eventually and to work too. But instead of settling abroad, we decided to come back to our country because we think we have a different culture, a different personality here.
Grossin says Lebanese wines can teach buyers about Lebanon's unique beauty, something often overshadowed by news of Middle East wars. He says winemakers here are resilient enough to keep doing business despite the battles in nearby Syria.
Damascus is 15 minutes behind these mountains. We saw worse. I mean, I'm terribly sorry for the people who are suffering over there. But as a Lebanese, I think we saw dear situations and we overcame them. So you have to adjust your business plan accordingly.
Across the street from the vineyard is a stark reminder of just how much plans have changed for businesses in Bekaa since the Syrian war began in 2011. Most of the more than 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon, a country of fewer than 5 million people, live here in Bekaa, stretching its land and its economy to the limit. But at one of Lebanon's oldest and largest wineries, Domaine des Tourelles, co-owner Fawzi Issa says business is thriving in this region, with Lebanese wines gaining international acclaim and dozens of wineries opening their doors. To further expand in international markets, though, he says Lebanese winemakers first have to let buyers know Lebanon makes wine at all.
And that's the game that I think Lebanese wines has to play everywhere, in really tackling all the markets that has enough experience in wine tastings and tell them, yes, Lebanon is not only a country that has the current problems. No, we have beautiful wines. We have people that really can produce great wines and can be exported.
But the industry is not immune to the war next door, he says, with tourism down and plans to open a hotel by the vineyard stalls until the conflict ends.
We thought that in 2 months everything will be solved, but it's becoming more and more severe.
Lebanon produces 9 to 10 million bottles of wine a year, which is tiny compared to major giants like France, which produces 7 to 8 billion bottles a year. But winemakers here say they're not trying to compete with Europe because their wine, like their country, is different from any other in the world. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Bekaa Valley, Lebanon.
Beirut is behind the...